From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When you're giving thanks this Thanksgiving, consider that much of your food grew in the Sunshine State, says University of Florida experts. MorningAgClips.com reports those edibles include corn, potatoes, pumpkins, sweet potatoes, lettuce, and tomatoes. Nellie Nelson, UF Family and Consumer Sciences agent, says, like many of us, she and her family enjoy personal favorite Florida-grown foods at Thanksgiving, like sweet potatoes and green beans. Deputy Secretary Xochiel Torres-Small announced USDA is starting a new effort to support specialty crop producers and increase competitiveness. Torres-Small says USDA has compiled useful information on its programs and services that supports the specialty crop industry in its directory. The directory will be a one-stop shop for the sector and contains a comprehensive snapshot of USDA's resources and services for specialty crop producers and businesses in one convenient location. The U.S. Commerce Department has lowered duties placed on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco. The National Corn Growers Association says this move gives true savings to farmers and access to critical inputs that have been scarce in recent years. Commerce lowered the rates from 19.97% to 2.12%. NCGA President Howard Wool says farmers were already facing rate hikes on inputs and the duties were making the situation worse.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.